Okay, so we are in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, right at the end of Perek Vav. Vayisaper Haman l'zeresh ishtoi l'chol oyavav esa sherkaro. Haman told over to his wife Zeresh and to all of his friends, all of those who loved him, everything that had happened to him. So what had just happened was, Haman had gone to the king to request to hang Mordechai, and the king had a sleepless night, and ultimately he suggested that Haman be the one to give Mordechai the tremendous honor of being paraded through the town. Now, Haman came home obviously very upset, and he tells all the people in his household, Asher Karo, the things that happened to him. So what does that mean? So the girl explains that Haman was afraid that his advisors would tell him, look, after Mordechai had such an upturn and you had such a downturn, it's time to cancel the whole idea. Because chances are that once Ahasuerus is giving this honor to Mordechai, then probably what happened was, they assumed that what had happened was that Haman had gone to speak to the king, and the king said, you're wrong. Mordechai doesn't deserve to get hung. He deserves to get honored. So Haman rushed home and told them, Mikra, it was just a coincidence. I went to the king, and before I got a chance to get a word in edgewise, the king came up with this whole grand plan of parading Mordechai around the town. But don't worry, it does not in any way void our plan of getting permission to hang Mordechai. It was a fluke. That's what he told them. But his wise men and his wife Zeresh told him that you're incorrect. If Mordechai descends from the Jews, now that you have begun to fall in front of him, you will never be able to better him. You won't be able to vanquish him. You will indeed fall before him. So they were saying this because the Jews don't have mazel. We're above mazel, we have a direct connection to Hashem. This is something even the non-Jews knew about. So they said, nothing just happens by chance. If Mordechai is on the up and up, it means he has found favor in the eyes of Hashem, and you will not be able to succeed. This is not mere happenstance, as you claim, but rather, even though you did not get your chance to speak to the king, you better take down that tree, because otherwise, because Mordechai, there's no way the king will ever let you hang Mordechai. So they were in the middle of arguing back and forth whether, yes, take down the tree, no, take down the tree. They're still talking to him. And the officers of the king arrived to bring Haman to the second feast of Esther. The Gra says that one of the officers over here was Harvoino, who will play a pivotal role later. Meanwhile, the officers showed up while they were still in the middle of this whole debate. So the officers are sitting there, and they're watching the arguments fly back and forth. Take down the tree. Don't take down the tree. Hang Mordechai. Don't hang Mordechai. And they're sitting there and watching this and going, And we'll see later how that comes into play. Vayavhilu lahavi es Haman, and they rush to bring Haman el hamishta asher osasa Esther to the feast that Esther had made. Parag Zayin. Vayavai hamelech v'haman lishtaisim Esther amalka. The king and Esther came to feast. The king and Haman came to feast with Esther. Vayomer Hamelech LeEsther, the king said to Esther, Gam, once again, Vayom Hasheni, on the second day. This is the second feast, B'mishnei Yayin, during the feast. Masha Elo Seich, Esther Hamalka, what is your request? Queen Esther, V'sinasin Lach, it will be given to you. Uma Bakosha Seich, and what would you like to ask on behalf of others? Ad chatzia malchus v'seos, I'm willing to give you up to half of the kingdom. Vatan Esther hamalka v'tomer. Esther, the queen, answered him and said, Imatzasi chen beinach hamelch, if I have found favor in your eyes, O king, ve'im al hamelch taiv, and if you agree to it, tinasin li nafshi b'shelosi, as far as what I'm asking for myself, give me my life. Va'ami b'vakashosi, as far as what I'm asking on behalf of others, spare my people. Ki nimkarnu aniva ami, for my and my people have been sold, meaning through the exchange of money that Haman gave Ahasuerus, lahashmid, to be destroyed, laharig, to be killed, ulabid, and to be wiped out. Had it been decreed that we be sold as slaves, I would have remained silent. However, because that would have been for the benefit of the king. The king would have gotten the benefit of our labor and would not have suffered from the Jews not existing anymore. However, clearly, ki ein hatsar sheve benez kamelach, the oppressor is not interested in the damage that the king will incur through the eradication of the Jews. So she's showing that this plan was biased based on hatred and was not in the best interest of the king, as Haman had claimed it was. The king Achashverosh said, and he said to Esther Hamalka, a seeming redundancy, it says the word Vayomer twice. And again, another redundancy. Mi hu zeh, who is this? Ve'eza hu, and who is this? Asher milo'i libay lasis kain, that has the audacity to do so, meaning to kill my queen. So some of the Farshim explained the double expressions in this pasuk as follows. That he got upset, and he said first to Haman, Mi who's that? Whose plan is this to destroy the Jews? And Haman kept quiet. So he turned to Esther, and by Yomer Esther Malka, he told her also, Ezo, Mi who's that? Ezo who? Who is this that has this plan? And Esther said, Batayimer Esther, Ish, a man, Tsar, Ve'oyev, an oppressor and an enemy, Haman Haraza, this evil Haman. Ve'Haman Nivas, Haman was embarrassed, Milufnei HaMelech, Ve'Hamalka, before the king and the queen. So the reason why he says before the king and the queen, the Gra says, is because to the king he could have told, well, I don't think it's good for the Jews to be around. To the queen he could have told, Esther, I didn't realize that you were Jewish. But to the king and the queen, he couldn't tell the king in front of the queen that the Jews are no good. And telling Esther, I didn't realize you're Jewish, wouldn't be enough of an excuse for Esther, because she would say, well, what about my people? So so therefore, in front of the king and the queen, he had no answer. Chazal make an interesting point on this pasuk. They say that when Esther was about to say Ish Tsar Ve'oyev, she was actually going to point to Achashverosh and say, you're the evil man that made this decree. And the Malach came and hid her hand and pointed it towards Haman, and then she got her bearings and said, Haman Hara Hazeh. So why would she do that? Why in the world would she do that? So they talk about a fascinating concept that in the days of old, when a Jew would come before a Melech Basar Vadam, a human king, he would not want to refer to the king as being the one in charge, as being the one to make the decisions, as being the one with the power. So they would talk to Hashem, and whenever they would say HaMelech, they would refer to Hashem, but speak in such a way that it also was meaningful to the ruler that they were speaking to. So she was speaking to Hashem, and because she was speaking to Hashem, oftentimes, if a person is thinking of one thing, and then he tries to move to something else, his tongue could get caught on what's going through his mind. So if you're thinking about person A, and then you want to call person B, you're thinking about Leah, and you want to call Rachel, so you might say Leah by mistake instead of Rachel, because that's the person you're thinking about in your mind. So the person that Esther was thinking about in her mind was HaMelech. So she was going to say, so she got tripped up, she almost got tripped up and pointed to the wrong person. But then the Malach came and made an ace and pointed her to the right person.
So
it was unintentional. Right. Yeah. Right. But we see this, I don't know if we'll ever get there, but in Daniel this concept comes up, and in Nehemiah, that the although they were addressing the Babylonian kings, that it's clear from their speech that they were really talking to Hashem while in during that process. Pasuk Hey, Vayomer Hamel. I'm sorry, Pasuk Vav. We did Vav. Pasuk Zayin. VeHamelech, come b'chamosai mimishdeyayin. The king got up in anger from the feast El Gina Sabisan, and he went out into his garden for some fresh air. Not a bad idea. Obviously, you have to take some anger management courses after you kill your first wife. VeHaman Amad. So Haman got up. Levakesh al nafshem Esther Malka. So Haman figured, here's his moment. So he went to request of Esther to save his life. Ki ra, because he saw ki chalsa ilav hara me'es hamelech. He saw that it was curtains for him. He saw that there was no hope for him. So what happened while the king was outside in the garden? So Chazal say that just like he went into the garden in anger, he came out of the garden in anger. Because when he went into the garden, Hashem sent Malachim to chop down his fancy trees. Doesn't say exactly what they were, but some sort of expensive tree. And he said, "What are you doing?" They said, "Well, Haman told us to cut down these trees." So he said, "Inside he doesn't listen to me. Outside he's not listening to me." So he came back in angry. And what does he see? V'hamelech shav miginas habisan al beis mishtei ayin. The king came back in from the garden, back into the banquet chamber. V'haman noifel al amitash Esther. Haman had fallen onto the bed that Esther was on. So he had actually gotten down on his hands and knees to plead for his life. And then he tried to get up, and a malach came and kept on pushing him back down. So he couldn't regain his balance. So here Haman is fallen on the bed that Esther was sitting on. Vayomer hamelach, so the king saw this, and he immediately assumed that Haman was trying to do away with Esther. And he said, "Hagam lichbeish es hamalke in v'bayis, are you also going to have the audacity not only to do make a decree against my queen, but actually to try and get rid of her while I'm in the house?" Hadavar yotzami pi hamelach, the word came out from the king, ufnei Haman chafu, and Haman's face was covered, or he was embarrassed, depending on the interpretation. So now, until now, it seems that Ahasuerus knows nothing about Haman's plot, because remember, Haman came to tell Ahasuerus that he wanted to hang Mordechai, but he never got the words out. So now, pipes up Harvoina, that person who was overhearing the argument between Haman and his advisors when he came to pick him up for the party, take down the tree, keep up the tree. Harvoina, one of the officers who had come to fetch Haman, came and told the king, "Gam hine ha'etz asher asa Haman." Besides for all this, behold, right? We remember Haman made a very tall tree, so he was able to show it to Achashverosh from where they were standing. Behold, the tree that Haman made, leMordechai asher dibertev l'mel, to hang Mordechai, who had spoken well of the king. Oymeves Haman, this pole is standing in Haman's house, kavaya chamishim amos, 50 amos tall. Vayomer hamelch, the king said, "Tuluhu alav, hang him on the tree." And again, now this was a personal matter. There was an advisor of the king that seemed to have attacked the king's wife, friends. If we remember from Perek Aleph, the law in Persia was that a king could not decide on personal matters. However, Haman said, "Well, if you can't decide on personal matters, then you can't decide on Vashti. If you can't decide on Vashti, then it'll come out a tragedy that nobody will respect their wives." So Haman said, "We have to change the law. The king from now on could decide on personal matters." So this came back to bite, because now the king didn't have to consult with any of Haman's buddies and the other influences in the kingdom to decide before hanging Haman. And he said, "Hang Haman." But he slew his Haman. They hung Haman ala etz asher heichen leMordechai, on the tree that he had prepared for Mordechai. V'chamas amel shachacha, and the anger of the king calmed. So Chazal say this is both the king Achashverosh, and it's also referring to Hamelach, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose anger at the Jews at this point subsided.
What's the significance of Haman being hung in terms of Hashem's anger being?
So I think it's because once the Hashem's shliach to carry out the evil has been wiped out, That's a sign that Hashem has taken away the decree. Although, as we'll see, it wasn't entirely over. Bayoim Hahu, on that day, Nosan Hamelach Achashverosh Esther Malka, the king Achashverosh gave Esther Malka es beis Haman Sarah Harihudim, the house of Haman, the oppressor of the Jews. UMordechai Bolof Neamelach, and Mordechai came before the king, meaning he was given a promotion. Ki Higida Esther Mohula, because Esther told the king what Mordechai was to her. Vayosar Amelchus Tabate, the king removed his ring, Asher Hever Me Haman, that he had taken off of Haman's hand, Vayidna leMordechai, and he gave that executive power that came with the signet ring to Mordechai. Vatasam Esther as Mordechai beis Haman, and Esther gave Mordechai the house of Haman. So all the covet and gedula that Haman had in one fell swoop went, and his riches went from him to Mordechai and Esther. Esther continued to speak before the king, Vatibul of Neiraglov, she fell before his feet, Vatev, and she cried, Vatishanla, and she pleaded with him, Lahavir, Esra, Haman Hagagi, to remove the evil of Haman, who descended from Agag, Ve'esmach Shavtoi, and his thoughts, Asher Choshev al Yehudim, that he thought about the Jews. So what Esther is doing now is that now that Haman has been knocked out, so now is her chance to daven about the coming decree. She thought why is she doing this now? The answer is because when she saw the generosity of Ahasuerus to Mordechai, she thought, maybe Ahasuerus still wants his decree against the Jews, but he'll make it up to me by taking Mordechai, giving him a lot of power, making him control, and the rest of the Jews will do away with. So Esther saw this as a warning sign. So therefore she pleaded to the king to rescind the decree that was destined to come on the Jews in another 11 months. We are right now on the 16th of Nisan of the 13th year. The decree is for the 13th of Adar in the following year, in the 14th year. The king extended to Esther the golden scepter. Esther got up and stood before the king. And she said, if it's good to the king, and if I have found favor in his eyes, and if it seems the correct thing to do to the king, and I am good in your eyes, it shall be written to rescind the letters Machasheves Haman ben Hamadasa Hagagi that contain the plot of Haman ben Hamadasa Hagagi Asher Kosav that he wrote La'abedes HaYehudim to destroy the Jews Asher B'chol Medinas HaMelech in all the king's provinces. So what does this mean? The letters that contain the plot of Haman, as we mentioned before, there were two sets of letters. To the populace, a letter was sent that all it said in there was, get ready for the 13th day of Adar next year. It didn't say what was going to happen. In the letters to the governing bodies, it said the details of Haman's plan, that everyone's going to be ready, nobody's going to know what it's for, we're going to pull a surprise attack on the Jews, and we'll wipe them out. So Esther did not ask that the letters to the general public be rescinded, but she asked, at least contact the heads of government and rescind your decree that in which it was detailed to the heads of government exactly what Haman had planned. Because how am I? And she said, "This is not an extra. I'm asking. This is an essential for me. How will I be able to survive if I see the evil that will befall my nation? And how can I see the destruction of my family?" The Mepharshim speak out, now that she revealed to Ahasuerus who she was, and he realized that she was of royal blood, so that she came from Shaul, so then that was something that a king would do. A king wouldn't just destroy another royal family. It was considered inappropriate, even in a war. And therefore, she hoped that would be another argument to save herself and her family, and the fact she descended from royalty. The king Ahasuerus said to Esther, Malka, Mordechai Yehudi, Hinei beis Haman nesat leHester. Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman. And they have hung him on a tree because he tried to attack the Jews. And you, kisu al Yehudim, katoy beinechem b'shem Melech, write about the Jews as you wish in the name of the king, v'chismu b'tabas Melech, and sign it with the signet ring of the king. However, I'm not going to rescind the first letters. Why? Ki kasav, because a letter that was written in the name of the king, it's inappropriate to rescind it. Why? Because then people will start doubting which letter is right. The first letter, the second letter, said just send out an instruction that will help you. Now, what did they do? They dictated to the scribes of the king at that time, So now, there's a little bit of a gap here. We were just on the 16th of Nisan, and now fast forward, we're on the 23rd of Sivan, 70 days later. Why is that? Well, it's not exactly 70 days. It's 70 days from the beginning of the fasting. It's actually 67 days from when Haman was hanged. And And why the break? Because they wanted the same messengers that had gone out to deliver the first letters to come back, get the second letters, and send them out. They didn't want to send other messengers because that would seem contradictory. If the same messengers would come back again with a new letter, it would seem that there was news from the government. The Gaon also says this 70-day period, starting with the beginning of the fast of the Jews, up until the sending of the second letters, was used as days of tshuva, one day per every year of the Gullus of Bavel. And therefore, that this opportunity was still used. And they wrote, they wrote as all that Mordechai had commanded regarding the Jews, and they wrote, they wrote letters to the heads of government, from Hoidu to Kush, 127 provinces, Medina, each province in its own writing, each nation according to its language, and they wrote to the Jews in their language. And they and we'll see what they wrote. By Yichtoiv, and it was written b'shem Melch Achashverosh. All of the above was done in the name of the king. By Yachnu b'tabelas Melch, it was signed with the signet ring of the king. By Yishlach Svarim, and the Svarim were sent b'yad Harotzim b'Susan, in the hands of those who were able to rush on the horses. They didn't want the Jews to suffer any longer, and therefore they rushed the letters. Reich by Harechash Achashteronim, the riders of the Rechash Ha'achashtronim B'nei HaRamachim. The Gemara says we don't know what those words mean. Rashi, however, says surprisingly that it's a type of very fat, swift camel. Asher Nosan HaMelech LaYehudim Asher B'chol Ir V'ir, that the king has given the opportunity for the Jews in each city, Lehi Kohel, to gather together, V'lamed Al-Nafshem, and to protect themselves. And now the next letter, the next words are almost identical to the first letter, lahashmid, lahareg, la'abed, to destroy, to kill and wipe out, is called chil amundina, any power from any nation, any province, hatsarim, isim, that will attack them, taf and noshim, even if it is young children or women, ushlon, lovais, and they're allowed to even take spoils. B'yom Echad, they're given one day, b'chol mendinei samelech Achashverosh, in all the provinces, the king Achashverosh, b'shloish ha'asar, l'chayish ne'masar, l'chayish adar. So that's what was given to them. Now, what they did was, they just inserted, how did they deliver this message? As follows. Pasuk Yigimel really explains what happened, what they did to change it. In other words, they just made an addendum to the letter. Pashegan Aksav, the open letter stated, Lihinosin dos mechal medina medina, to get decree in every province, goli l'chol ha'amim, liyos ha'yehudim asidim liyem azeh li'nachem yevayim. The first letter said, liyos asidim liyem azeh. Everyone should be ready. The second letter said, who should be ready? The Jews should be ready. So they just made a very small addendum that changed the whole picture. They said the Jews should be ready on this day to attack their enemies. And with that, that was the solution, how they were able to not contradict the first letters and yet get out the message. Haratzim, the runners, Reichvei Harechash Ha'achash, Teronim, Yatsu, they went out, Mevoi Holim, Udchufim. First of all, they were confused because they knew what it said in the first letters, and now they got these letters, they were all mixed up. Udchufim, and they were also sent out in a rush, Bedvar HaMelech, V'hados Nidna V'shushan Abira, and the law hit the first place that it hit was Shushan Abir. And we will stop over here.
Thank you.
Okay, one more week. Yep, we'll try.
Now, are we going through till Pesach or just till Rosh Chodesh Nissan?
I think there's one more after Rosh Chodesh. One more.
After Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So you're not.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Stoll.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
So pretty. Nice and careful.
Hi, everybody.